Well, hello, League of Legends.
Ha
Welcome. 21, first podcast of the league. Now, you guys know every year we try to do something different, something special. So this year, we decided to add a podcast. And my first guest on the podcast is Cam. So, Cam, I want to say welcome and thank you for volunteering and, just coming on to the league, get to know more about Cam and everything he's done in the league so far, man. So, welcome, Cam.
Man, it is an honor. All right, man, it's my pleasure. I couldn't be happier to be on here. This league is absolutely amazing. I've been in two other leagues and they just, I mean, you guys just everything you do is outstanding. I've never nobody even things stories that people tell, like that they just nothing compares to the stories that I tell.
Well, we really appreciate that, man. We're glad. We only do this because of you guys. So, and because of that, because it's the first episode, we're gonna call this episode the Big Time Ballers. And the Big Time Ballers is pretty much a name that we had for the league the very first year when we started back in 2014. So, but before we get into football, I just want to first congratulate you on becoming a dad, man. And I
Hey.
think it's wonderful, man. So tell us, man, what is that feeling like?
Dude, it is absolutely amazing. There's just no greater feeling in the world. I just, it has changed me. Just, I am a whole new person. Although I still miss my sleep. Don't get me wrong on that one. I wish that there was something that babies could figure out and just start sleeping straight out right out the gate. But that's not the case. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It's all about being a parent. It's awesome. And
Yeah,
it is awesome.
definitely. Yeah. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes it's just they're gonna be up, man. So
Yeah, I mean she's doing
sounds
great
like you
now. I
already
mean she's
experienced.
a little over a week. She's we got her sleeping 3.5 hours to 4 hours at a time. I mean we gotta do switch something around about getting that, a good solid 4 hours at night. That's the tricky part. Getting that timing just right. Getting her to maybe fall asleep at like 11.
Right.
Yeah, and then but we've got a pretty we've got a good schedule going so far, I guess. My girlfriend and I. She
Awesome, man. I mean, 3.5 to 4 hours, that's a good start. So
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I do first shift, she does second shift. So I can get up and go to work in the morning.
okay, awesome. It's good you guys already got a plan worked
Oh
out.
yeah.
All right, Cam. So what we're gonna do here, man, is I just want to go through, just some of your achievements over the years and kind of just get your feedback a little more and just talk about Cam. Just give everyone else in the league.
I thought that there was going to be a video, so I was originally sitting in front of my award. I was sitting down in my bar, and I got a shelf, and my award's sitting right next to my right on my shelf. So
Yeah,
that
I thought
commissioner
about a
special,
video,
that's all right.
but then I know there's certain guys that they're afraid of the camera, so but we'll keep the video in mind for maybe the next episode.
Hey, whatever the commissioner wants.
So let's just take a look at your career here in the league. So you've been in the league for 4 years. You joined back in 2017. Over those 4 years, you don't have a winning record. Your
Oh
career
yeah.
record is 23-29.
Yep.
How do you feel about that, and what's your plan to improve that moving forward?
So it's all literally it's in my gut. I've just every single time I have gone against it, like the Juju that damn Juju Smith-Schuster game where I got him off of waivers and I should have popped him right in my lineup and I knew I should have done it. And I right before the game started, I was like, ah, man, you know what? I gotta take him out. I just don't know. And I should have just went with my gut. And I should have went with my gut. And that's what I'm gonna stick to this season. And I did my homework. You can listen to all the podcasts. You can there's it's tricky, man. It's just so tricky. I'm gonna be a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm gonna be a little bit not quicker, but I guess a little more quick. I'm gonna be a little bit quicker and more decisive on my waiver picks. I'm gonna have, because I was just willy nilly. If I didn't get one guy or a second guy, I was only thinking one and two spots. I need to be thinking three or four, because most of the time, the guy that I'm trying to go for is the same guy that everyone else is. And they're probably all listening to the same podcast I am. So I got to, there's a lot of times where I wake up on, that Tuesday and I'm like, shit, I didn't get anybody. It's because I wasn't thinking. Now I got to go back to the drawing board and see what's out there.
So that's one of the biggest things, right? And I think that's going to come with just being in the league and kind of just understanding how everyone else does things, right? So you just have to know your opponents and know how everyone drafts and how they attack the waiver wire, right? So you already know, man. If you have someone on your mind, there's a good chance that someone else in the league does as well. So, the boards are quick, obviously. There's a lot of bragging rights here, right? So there's the trophy, there's $1,000, there's all the awards, there's your records. You have the guys who just don't sleep. They just breathe football, right? And if you're not in that league, you can definitely be in some trouble.
And my first year in the league, my second year in the league, I found out I did not do very well, and I was fighting out of that spot. Thank God Shady went Shady didn't do so well that year, and he ended up going 0-13. Thank God.
I'm sure Shady's going to be happy for that reminder.
Oh, man. Dude, that was my savior, because I don't think I only won like three or four games that season, and that was a rough one.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I'm going to be doing in a podcast is – we're raising the entry fee, right? So we're going up to $200. Ooh. So everyone that volunteers, I'm going to ask three questions. Mm-hmm. And if you get all three of them right, you're going to have the opportunity to get a free buy into the league. So, obviously you can't, no Google.
Oh, yeah, no. Right, I don't even have my phone in my hand. I'm smoking a cigar and I got a beer in the other hand.
So, but I just want to walk through a few more things first before we get into the questions. Mm-hmm. So, you started the league, and, you mentioned your second year, it wasn't that great. You didn't have a winning season that year. You didn't have a winning season your first year either. No. But your third year, you actually did, your third and your fourth year, you had winning seasons there. So you are improving.
I think last year I fell out right at the – did I make it into the playoffs? I think I was just short.
Do you really want me to remind you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You beat me, you bastard. Kicked me out of the playoffs. Son of a bitch. Yeah, I remember. Here, I got a little salt over here. Let me pour it on this wound.
Yeah, you and I actually, I think we played the last game of the season and we played in the first round of the playoffs. So you remember, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't think I was going to make it past the first round,
dude,
because I pretty much won that game within the last minute and 30 seconds, right? With Mark Andrews, those three passes. Yeah. that's what put me over the edge, man. So I was on the edge of my seats, but it was exciting, though. That's what the playoff is all about.
It's on my coaching decisions too, because I had a couple more bench points on there that I missed out on. That's a no.
It's all part of the fun, man.
Yep.
So let's just talk a little more about your accomplishments, man. So obviously last year you won the Commissioner's Special Award, which was pretty cool. Actually that was 2019. And in 2021, you actually took home two awards, right? So you took home the Turkey Stuffer Award, and you also took home the Annihilator Award, man. So how does it feel knowing
that was the same weekend, too, same game?
It was, week 12, Thanksgiving week.
Man, that was, I'll tell you what, thanks to my opponent. You know, that all the thanks goes to my opponent. But I did get a, I did score what? Like, it was like 180 points or something like that.
You scored a 171.
Okay, yeah, it was cool. Hey, you know, I can exaggerate it a little bit. But, yeah, no, it was that was all thanks to what's that kid's name? Antonio Gibson, man. Oh, he just tore it up against the Cowboys. It was fantastic. Calvin Ridley, man, I'm glad I traded him for Zeke.
Yeah, that trade. Mm-hmm. That was quite the debacle.
I'm telling you right now, I declined that trade. I declined that trade. But, you know, it all worked out in the end in my favor. But whatever. Life goes on.
It did, man. You know, you made all the moves that got you to the playoffs, man. And that's what it's all about. Once you're in the playoffs, everything else can change from there. So, all right. So what I want to do now, man, is I want to get into those questions, right? I want to give you a chance to see if you can enter the 2021 season without paying an entrance fee, yeah. Right? Because we know you're going to need that money buy some diapers.
That's right.
So, all right. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, so you've been in the league for 4 years. Your first winning season was in year three, which is 2019. Yep. What was your record that year?
See, I think I broke even. Or I was one game above 500. Or was that the year? No. I'm going to go, I was 500. I was even.
No, that's incorrect. So you were one game above 500 last year. In 2019, you were 8-5.
Oh, no crap. Hey.
Yeah. So
sitting pretty.
All right. I mean, you're 0-1, but I think we'll still go through these questions because I think it's going to help you guys a lot as far as like learning some history about the NFL because it's actually helping me out as well. So this one's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1999, the Eagles hired Andy Reid as their head coach. Yep. Who was the quarterback that started the first 9 games that year for Andy Reid? And I'm giving you a hint. That player eventually became a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Oh, was it Doug Peterson?
It was, man. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Yep. Nice one.
Yep. Although I didn't become an Eagles fan until Donovan McNabb. My grandma, she made a huge stink. I'm watching cartoons one day, and she's like, oh, my God, put the Eagles on. Put the Eagles on. Grandma watching cartoons here. She's like, Donovan McNabb, he played for Syracuse. He's on the Eagles. So we watched the whole Eagles game. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm an Eagles fan now.
There you go. Actually, that was the year that the Eagles actually drafted McNabb.
Mm-hmm.
But Peterson started the first 9 games. So good job on that one, man. So one other question here now. So in 1943, the Eagles merged with the Steelers to create a team. What was the name of that team? The Steagles. Good job, man. You were one away from having a chance. Yeah, but you know, that's good. Yeah, I mean, that was all, you know, World War II.
Yeah,
a lot of football players actually.
Volunteered to go out and fight, and then because they're both in Pennsylvania, they formed together. I was just talking like I don't know, about a month ago. I was just talking about this with some guy in the gas station.
It's always good to talk about football.
I love it. I am a social butterfly.
Can never go wrong with that. That's awesome. So, all right. 2 out of 3, man. That's pretty good.
I should know more about my own goddamn shit. But you know what? It is what it is.
Nah, that's pretty good. So, you know, I'm going to let you go here pretty soon. But before I let you go, you know, what's the plans for the 2021 season? What are you looking to accomplish this year?
Well, you're going down. That's, I mean, to lose back-to-back weeks to the commissioner. And, you know, one, I could have kicked your ass out of the playoffs. So that way I wouldn't even had to deal and that, I wouldn't even had to deal with it. But I choked. Damn Chase Claypool. I was looking for another 49-point game again, but it didn't come. So, you know, and that was the Steelers' problem. You know, they should have went to look for that kid more often because he was making plays after the ball. Yeah, Deontay Johnson's real good.
That's true.
And Juju Smith-Schuster, excuse me, Juju's good. But, you know, that kid, if he stops kicking people in the face, he might be all right.
Definitely.
But I'm going to
– Well, it sounds like I'm the number one target on your list, so I'll have to keep an eye out. I got a target on my back.
And, you know, I'm going to see what I can do about taking this baby home right straight from the –